This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And we have another person on the line at the moment. We have Brittany Shipway, who is the festival director of the First Stories Festival, which is organised through Theatre Works. Brittany, thank you so much for coming on.
Yinigay, hello, how are you doing?
Hello to you.
Now, Brittany,
I'm in Sydney at the moment, so I don't know what it's like down in Melbourne, but the weather's pretty miserable here.
Oh, well, it's the opposite. It's absolutely spectacular today.
But we can't go outside either. Now, Brittany, for anyone that doesn't sort of know your background already, before we get into the festival, could you tell us a little bit about how you came through the arts and ended up as festival director?
Oh, well, I started off as an actor, particularly in musical theatre. My grandmother is a Gumbengia woman, and storytelling's always been a huge part of our family life. And nobody could sing, though, apart from me, so I had to take up the mantle, although my mum would disagree with that. So, you know, storytelling and music is a huge part of my world, and in the last year I picked up the mantle of playwright and have started doing that sort of thing, but just noticed a few inconsistencies with a lot of the opportunities for new emerging writers, particularly Guri ones. And so I've made my festival director debut with this really wonderful workshop program, First Stories Festival, which is for all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander wannabe writers out there who have a story to tell, but it doesn't fit into the normal mold. So that's what this is for.
Yeah, well, what a great idea. And I can't believe that it hasn't really been happening already. You know, so that's fantastic. Now, it's not until the end of July next year, but of course you've got to work towards it, don't you?
Our festival is actually in February 28th next year to March 4th.
Why did I get the 31st of July? I don't know where that came from.
We were testing you, probably.
Yeah, testing me, yeah.
But we do have applications open now. So the festival is actually a closed workshop for 5 participants.
Right.
And we have different mentors that come in and help inspire our writers. So we've got people like Jane Harrison, who is the playwright who birthed Stolen, Uncle Jack Charles, Kamara Bell Wykes, and the wonderful Mitch Tambo from Australia's Got Talent. And I guess what we're trying to do with this festival is help artists find their artistry. So many of these residencies out there make people come up with a product and a play really quickly for a lot of money, but that's really scary, and I'm finding a lot of writers burn out really quickly. So there's no pressure over this week to finish a product. It is just about finding what inspires you through different modes of storytelling, whether that be music or dance or, you know, a play, who knows, but that's what this is about.
Yeah, because the wonderful thing these days is that, yes, you can tell a story in so many shapes and forms, can't you? Telling a story doesn't mean you've got to write it and somebody stands up there and talks about it anymore.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think that we come from a culture that is rich in oral storytelling as well.
Yep.
So it can be really scary to sit down at a laptop or with a pen and paper and write something down. It's not really a part of our culture, so this festival will have dictators there, so you'll be saying your monologue or improvising, and somebody will be there to write it down for you. So you don't have to worry about that step if that's your process.
Right.
So it's about catering it for our participants, I suppose.
Right. But you see, hundreds of years ago, before there were newspapers and radio and of course the dreaded TV, that's what would happen, wasn't it? That people would move from town to town and tell stories. And yeah, like, and of course they would flower it as they would go along. So what would have, was the story they told five towns ago would have been, added to in so many cases. So storytelling is so old, and in the Aboriginal community, it must be how it's always been.
That's right. It's such an important part of teaching younger generations. It's always through storytelling. That's what the dreaming is. It's this yep. resource worth of generations and generations of stories that have these hidden codes and ethics within them. So I think it's really important that we find these new storytellers and that we really support them in a way that helps them tell stories their way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And is it hard, getting younger people to be storytellers? Because that's an art in itself, isn't it? You have to develop that. And often a lot of people, their shyness or talking in front of other people is a killer. I know that, deep down, I'm a shy person. And it took me, age to develop my skill of being comfortable.
Oh, David, I'm a shy show-off, so I think we've all got a bit of that in us. It's definitely about having confidence in you and yourself and your own stories, and I think that's all we can do. We can really help you develop the tools. It's not about just pumping out one play and then giving up forever.
Yep.
We really want to have a sustainable model for these young people. And, of course, when you first approach a theatre company having never written a play before, but you've got this great idea burning inside of you, who do you go to? What do you say?
Yep.
How do you convince these people to take a chance on you? Because they're the ones that are going to be throwing money at producing it. So it's tricky to navigate, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also giving the people confidence, having that conversation with people, we might have an idea, but as you said, where do you go? What do you do? But, just having somebody, in a forum saying, you can do this. We'll support you here. We'll do this. We'll do that. And giving you suck it up and let's move on and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so
we're really lucky to have TheatreWorks involved in that as well. It's such a great hub and space for all of us young people to come together.
Yep.
And talk about storytelling as well. So I'm really excited to be doing that at St Kilda at TheatreWorks.
Yeah. Oh, at St Kilda Works do absolutely amazing things, and they have done for so, and so well respected as well. And respect, because what they deliver is just is so good and so supportive to up-and-coming theatre workers.
And they really do understand what it takes to support and not take over. I mean, this festival is run by myself and my producer, Saramsa Binsad, and really the motto of this is by mob, for mob, because we understand, being writers ourselves and being mob, that we know what to deliver to other generations.
Yep.
And TheatreWorks have just really helped us and supported the project, but never taken over. And I really take my hat off to them for that.
Fantastic. And how are you finding the people?
Oh, it's great. We've started getting applications coming in, and these stories are wild. They're so wonderful. And I just want to say, for anybody who doesn't get in for this particular round, we'll still have open Zoom sessions and discuss and keep it an open community. This isn't about winning a slot. It really is about building a community up in St Kilda and Melbourne for Aboriginal theatre makers.
Fantastic. That sounds brilliant. So how do we find out more about it?
So you've just got to get onto the TheatreWorks website. There will be a page called First Stories Festival. Click on it and all the details for the application will be there. If you're a little bit intimidated about writing down an application, you can send a video. I've had people call me up and tell me their application. I write it down for them. It's totally fine. It doesn't have to be as scary and as daunting as it looks.
Yeah. Well, it sounds if you're being really clever with it, the way you're presenting it. So congratulations on that point.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Right. Okay. And so you just go to the TheatreWorks website and and you'll find all the information there.
Absolutely. We really want to hear your stories. Please come on down.
Yeah, I want to hear them eventually as well. Yeah, I want to sit there and be enthralled by people's stories. Thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Thanks for having me, David.
Thank you. You've been listening to Brittany Shipway, who is the Festival Director of the First Stories Festival, which is a new festival that's opening up for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists with applications open at the moment. So make sure you jump online and check that out.
Such a great initiative. And as I was saying to Brittany, is that TheatreWorks do so many incredible things. They really support emerging theatre and actors and writers, and it really goes down well.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.